On Friday, November 3rd, a conservation agreement was reached by the federal government, the provincial government of British Columbia, and First Nations that will see $1 billion in funding, support protecting 30% of lands and waters in British Columbia by 2030. Robin Duncan of WildSight says this is the first time we've seen First Nations recognized as significant decision makers in this type of agreement.
A really historic agreement that we haven't seen kind of the scale of this investment in conservation here in BC ever before. And most importantly, we haven't seen the recognition of First Nations as decision makers and as title and rights holders to be so central and as signatory to this type of agreement. So a really, really great day here in BC.
This agreement is meant to protect old growth forests in BC, which will also help biodiversity and recovery of species at risk. Duncan outlined several species that have either left the Kootenays due to habitat destruction or are in decline because of it.
Here in the Kootenay region, we've lost many mountain caribou local populations, so we've seen at least 7 local herds extirpated or declared locally extinct in our region. And other wildlife populations are also experiencing declines, Rocky Mountain bighorn sheep, mountain goats, you name it. And that, of course, is going hand in hand with habitat loss as the main driver of that. So what this agreement does is start to lay out a pathway where we can realize on-the-ground conservation in partnership with First Nations that will lead to long-term habitat protection and also habitat restoration, because we have a lot of habitat that's been impacted but that still has real possibility to support wildlife populations.
A conference was held in Vancouver on Friday to announce the new deal called the Tripartite Framework Agreement on Nature Conservation. BC Premier David Eby said economic prosperity and protecting nature go hand in hand.
For many years, we were told in this province you had to choose. You have to choose between economic development and prosperity on one hand and protecting the environment, protecting these spaces for generations to come on the other hand. Now we know very clearly that these things are not separate, they are linked.
Terry Teague, the elected regional chief of the British Columbia Assembly of First Nations, also spoke at the conference saying First Nations need to be a part of the decision-making process.
This is part of a historic moment in time. We've experienced this past year unprecedented drought, unprecedented wildfire season in Canada's history, and certainly a part of that is conserving biodiverse areas in our respective territories and in British Columbia. But I think fundamentally, we need to be a part of the decision-making process.
Reporting in Nelson, Scott Onischek, KCR News.